Time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, I'm sure it's not a surprise to anyone that the Commanders won the uniform battle. Much better uniforms than the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday's game.
Your uniform talk is just way off.
I don't think so. I think it's pretty graded out right by God, which gives it an A.
You should never go maroon on maroon. That's just bad. In the NFL.
Did it look college for you?
It's way too college, District 6-5A. There's just no way you should do that in the NFL.
Well, you enjoy being wrong for the rest of the day.
Well, okay.
I like the Commanders' normal uniforms. Like, I love their color scheme, and I think their helmets are fine, and I just don't like the solid color on solid color, unless it's white on white.
Who has the best color scheme in the NFL? Not the best uniforms, but the best color scheme.
I think the 49ers or the Saints. Maybe the Raiders.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I equate it with greatness, but I've always thought Pittsburgh really splashed.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think there's something about San Francisco I also have to go with, too, because for some reason they're just so classy to me.
I love it. See, results help, and that's why I never liked the Saints unis, because they were, in our childhood, they were so ridiculous.
I can look past results, though.
I can't.
Because the Saints have great uniforms, great color scheme.
You don't like the Florida Lee being the logo?
It's okay. I just see an equal sign and then bad football.
Okay. All right. Aaron Andrews' hair looked a little flat. Wonder what that means, Craig.
It's probably that time of the month.
Oh.
Man, sorry, ladies.
Ladies have confirmed this.
They have not confirmed.
They absolutely have. I've heard from
you're pointing towards your computer right now.
Yes, because I hear from B1s via email.
Don't believe what you see online.
Who are female? My theory is when it's that time of the month.
Oh, because
they're producing a lot of extra.
Okay, we're getting giggles over there.
Can you ladies tell me if this is true or not?
Don't put them on the spot where they
feel. The hair is a little flatter, and you wear more makeup because you don't feel as pretty.
Let's move on.
See, they agree.
They're giving you maybe.
Yeah, they're leaving the room.
Why bring it up if you immediately tell me to move on?
For this exact reason. Larry Izzo. Special teams coach for the Commanders.
One of the greatest special teams players of all time.
From Rice, right?
Yeah.
He looked slightly unhoused.
Okay.
Slightly unhoused.
Well, let's not talk about special teams coaches like that.
Why?
Because they're very near and dear to us here on this show.
Yes,
so we support all special teams coaches.
Let's support it all, but mainly let's support special teams coaches.
Right.
Jaden Daniels looks way too undersized to be a quarterback to me. He is so slightly built he's standing back there.
It may catch up with him.
He looks like a kid back there. And because his chin strap is covering up his chin beard, he just looks like he has a mustache. And that is just always a weird look. And I know we're going through it right now. It seems like all these guys are having just the mustache. It's just always looks like a bit. It never looks
the
like
mustache.
An honest mustache. It's always, unless you're an old guy, a young guy with a mustache is always doing a bit. That's my theory.
But you're up to something.
Yeah.
Well, as we talked about last week.
That's the only thing in life I'm certain of.
Don't have exact numbers, but the mustache is back in 2025.
You don't have exact numbers?
No, but it's back.
Just that it's back.
Just know it's back.
And you can't even define what back means.
Just know it.
Do exact numbers regarding mustaches exist?
I don't know. How do you do that? How do you keep track of mustaches?
I think it's great when they come back from break and they show historic footage of the two teams matching up throughout history. And I think that this ought to be almost a requirement for every game.
What it used to look like?
Yes, just every sport should emphasize its history.
I agree.
Because that history is the long, sprawling novel of your sport, and you should always be using it. It's free. You own the footage, and you should be emphasizing the long story
of a
matchup.
Yes, you're right, and during the course of a game, they should do a better job of that. I think the NFL has always done a good job of that, starting in the 70s with NFL films, and they've been really good about their history.
And it educates younger fans as to what these guys, because a lot of the younger fans, they'll hear names like Roger Staubach or whoever they're talking about or some historic player, but they don't know what those guys look like because they probably never run across it on YouTube or even cared to run across it. But if it's in a game presentation, it connects things to the past, and it's just a little subtle thing. Take a minute out of each game that's broadcast when you come back that shows some history of these organizations.
I'm with you. This is what it used to look like when these two teams played.
And speaking of, when they showed the footage and commented on the 50th anniversary of the Hail Mary, that footage looked like it was from 300 years ago.
Yeah,
it did.
Oh, my God, that looked so old.
Yeah.
It was.
50 years ago. Oh, 1975 was 50 years ago.
And it's crazy to me how different the world of video looks now. Of course, even the uniforms, too. Everything about it just looked so different.
Yeah.
And that shows you how fast human history moves.
Yeah, lots changed since 1975.
Did KB rid himself of the Wright disease? I didn't hear it near as many times.
I heard it a lot.
I heard it. Yeah.
I heard it a lot. I just think that when he was with Greg Olsen, he did it more.
Yeah, that is wild, Kevin.
I've heard it a lot with Brady.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Yeah, and I watched the game up at the station yesterday because I did the post game with Donnie and Matt.
This is non-disclosure.
No, it's not.
Oh.
And as we were watching it, and they would do their stand-ups, I said, well, thanks to the great Gordo, I can't watch the stand-up the same because Kevin Burkhardt just can't help but look into the camera and smile. He's trying to reassure us. He's trying to be, you know, just your friendly. But you're right. That look that he gives into the camera is
smirky. And
yeah, he just needs to look at Brady and just keep looking at Brady.
It's so distracting.
Yeah.
And how has no one told him this? We've commented on it so many times. How has word not gotten back to him? How do they not have coaches for their broadcasters?
No, they do.
You know who I think started that is our friend Joe Buck. He started the glance to the camera and the smile, and I think guys like Kevin Burkhardt watched that for so many years, they think that's what you're supposed to do, and they do it.
I guess I haven't noticed it with
Joe. I'm not trying to give Joe a free pass, but for some reason when he does it, it does seem reassuring. Like, hey, yeah, Joe's here for the game.
It makes me a little nervous when CD or anyone else catches the ball, has a clear path to the end zone, and they decide to slow down at the 30-yard line.
Mm-hmm. They're just showing you that they got time to do it.
I don't like it.
I love it.
even if there's no chance of the defender catching you, and that's why you're doing it, life is going to catch you at some point. You're taunting life.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was waiting for something, because you know what usually accompanies that? The 1-yard line flip. You're so casual with it, and you're looking back, and you're just going, man, this is so wide open. I'm just going to throw the ball up
just throw the ball. And
oh, crap, I'm at the one.
I hadn't crossed the goal line yet. It just seems like bad things can happen, and I don't like. Now, you could make the argument that, hey, this is wise of them to do that because a sport like that is about wear and tear on your body, and
you're
so why go all out when you don't have to? Make a business decision.
Where are you getting your energy?
Maybe CD. You think CD was making a business decision, or was it an aesthetic decision?
100% aesthetic.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's a cartoon character, and he's trying to be very cartoon Bugs Bunny-like.
And I like it when they super slow down and walk into the end zone, but I also like the other end. Nobody's within 30 yards of him, but he's still going to Pete Rose sprint all the way to the end zone. I like both.
Okay. So it's 44-22 with like 3 minutes left in the game. Cowboys clearly win this. When do you take Dak out of the game?
Thought the same thing. Yeah. I don't know why they had him out there for those last couple of drives.
I don't either.
He stays in the game to the very end, and he does the two kneel down plays at the end. And at the risk of turning into the skid here, I have to ask my question again, because this contradicts like the thing that you guys were telling me before, which is when they couldn't put Dak back in the game. Remember that one? When he went out of the game, it was like 7 minutes left in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went out, stayed in pads, stayed on the sidelines, and they were going, oh, they'll go to Cooper Rush now. And it ended up the Cowboys didn't even get the ball back for like till the very end, and they just had to do one kneel down play at the very end. And I said, well, why didn't Dak just go back out there? He's done the whole game. He's not missed any plays on offense. He's still suited up. And y'all's explanation was, no, you have to understand, when his football mind is so precisely calibrated that when he switches out of football
mode, we did not say that.
He can't go back in.
I think they'd already told Cooper Rush he was going in, and when that time came, they didn't want sideline confusion, so he went in.
That wasn't a part of it that you said that too. They had already told Cooper Rush, they'd already promised him that he could go in.
They just didn't need Dak to go back in. But I don't know why they
said. And y'all said also, in your defense, you'd said, well, you never know what can happen on a kneel down play. Somebody could blow through the line and then you could injure the guy. Why not just not risk your star quarterback?
Sure.
Even though it's a low percentage that someone would do that. But still, it's a risk. Well, that, of course, applied yesterday. And y'all had to be wondering that same thing. Why is Dak in the game?
I was.
At the end.
I was. I'm right there with you.
Didn't understand. He should have been yanked early fourth quarter.
So these are our best football minds controlling the Cowboys, and they're sending him in.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Shoddy.
And there was a play when he was in there in the fourth quarter, and they chased him out of bounds, and he skipped out of bounds awkwardly because a Commander player really shoved him. And I thought, that's the kind of play where you pull a hamstring.
Right.
Yeah.
No, there's no reason.
And they stupidly left him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, once again, bad decision, Coach, leaving Dak in there to the end. And what was the personal foul just because Dak's helmet came off?
That was a terrible call.
It was a terrible call.
And then Dak pops up complaining. I think Dak's kind of a demonstrative whiner sometimes.
He can be, yeah. But when you're having 300-pound guys chase you and trying to kill you, I think you try to become the best
faker?
Quarterback defense attorney you can be. Like, hey, they tried to kill me.
even though you know this is not a foul.
Yes.
You're trying to sell it.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do y'all like that when athletes do that, or does it affect your opinion?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
There's an epidemic in football, at, I think, all levels, that if a receiver is being targeted, ball thrown his way, and it's not a catch, 100% of them then look for a flag.
Yeah, I got to throw your arms
and try
up
to
here.
Sell it.
What's going on here?
And I hate that.
Yeah. I do too. If it comes down to, do you like the guy who complains or not? Because, I mean, it applies to basketball too. And basketball, you get to see the player's face, and it just gets really old. And
you don't like all that flopping?
No. No. It does get on your nerves after a while.
Well, I don't want the leader, my field general, to be the guy who's doing that. Okay, if receivers do it, it's annoying and everything, but I don't want my leader guy to be the guy who's just, what? Did you see that? He did something that it's like he hurt me.
And he got the call, so just go put your helmet on, go run the next play. That's what you want. Yeah.
Right. Okay, some observations.
You're right. You're 100% right this
morning.
Thank
you, George. Yeah. Thank you for that.